Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's that time again for Successipes. We've got your recipe for success in business and living, and I'm your host, Lori Wilk. It's great to have you with us. What a great day. We're going to be talking about the power of collaboration. And along the way, you realize that in business, you're not alone. It takes other people. And as a professional speaker, I have worked with speaker bureaus. I have worked with people in the meeting planning industry. And most recently, I've had the opportunity to connect with the organization called Link to Experts. So on today's show, we're going to be talking to Joanne Weiland and learning a little bit more about the power of collaboration. Joanne, welcome to Successipes.
Thank you, Lori.
I'm so glad that you joined us. Talk a little bit about this concept of how you, you know, your background of how you got to this Link to Expert, and we have come to this concept of power of collaboration.
Thank you. I actually traveled for 20 years, worked with many, many business owners, and over those years, I found that so many of them had incredible ideas, but the ones that implemented them were the ones that hired people to help them. And that was only about 5% of the people. And I just thought, why don't more people hire different people to help them? Because we're all good at something, but we're not good at everything. And I could not find a resource for people to use. So long story short, my original mentor was Norman Vincent Peale, and he always said, if you find a need, fill it. So I felt like that was the need. And that's when this all started. And it's evolved and changed, but we made it now so simple that people can find an expert, check out all their credentials, and hire them in minutes so they can get started putting their ID together and, you know, bringing it to market.
I love that. And you have won many awards for the Link to Expert site and for the things that you're doing that are very unique, other people are not doing. Can you share a little bit about, you know, what makes you unique in that area and some of the things that you are doing?
Sure. I think that the big differentiator is what you said earlier, collaboration. I found that, too, not just the business owners that had ideas, but also the people that had talents. And they can be also in and one of themselves, because we all are talented at something, but we're not talented at everything. I found that many of them, too, did not know how to expose their talents, their specialties, their expertise to the world. So I found that they also needed ways, Lori, to be able to distribute that information, because many times they did things like this, be on Lori's radio show, just as an example. But how do they then tell everyone that they're not only going to be on the radio show and maybe they couldn't listen, but a way for them to also be able to distribute that information that people could download at any time from anywhere of the interview with Lori. So I found that many people didn't know how to get the PR, do the marketing, reach the masses. I heard this week that literally it takes about 4 years to get at least 1,000 people in your database.
And wow.
Because most people don't know that many people. Just think how many networking meetings you'd have to go to collect 1,000 business cards, just as an example. And so that's the power of collaboration, because we created a unique interactive publicity platform where everybody uploads their contacts and everybody gets exposed to each other's contacts, but Lori, nobody gets each other's contacts. So it's a unique database exchange program so that we can reach the masses as well as work with people like yourself as these media affiliates so that they can find people like you to be able to be on their radio shows, to be on their internet TV shows, to be on their TV shows, to be on their in their publications, because all of this together combines massive numbers to be able to get to what I call decision makers, meaning like the business owners that can actually hire you for your talents, you know, with ease, instead of having to go to 1,000 networking meetings and trying to collect business cards. You know, that we just all work together to get the exposure we need.
Yes, I totally agree with you. Now, the world of being able to get people to be known and to be hired by the meeting planners has changed a little bit with all of this, the social media and the fact that things are online versus the fact that, you know, years ago you would connect with people and mail them things and send them the videos. And, you know, can you talk a little bit about how things have changed in the meeting planning world?
Yes. What I find, because I've been to many, many of their meetings when they're deciding who they are going to have as their keynote speaker, as their breakout session expert, as their subject matter expert, whatever the conference, convention, even, you know, meet any workshop or anything, who's ever deciding whether it's a board of directors or a committee, they all have different ideas, Lori, of what makes that person the perfect expert for their event. Many of them think that if, you know, they have to have written a book, for an example. Some of them think, well, if they didn't ever work for a certain company, just say IBM, they are not qualified. Sometimes it's that they want to see the testimonials about that person and what they've done for other people. Sometimes it's as simple as if they don't have a video, they don't even want to consider them. It just goes on and on, because don't forget there's usually 15, 20 people at minimum in some of these decisions. So because of the fact that they want to work together and figure out who would be the right person, many times they all had these different ideas and would take months to be able to get each person that information. Like if somebody wanted to see that person's book, you know, then after you decided that they needed to see your book, it would take weeks to, you know, just get that book in the hands of the right person. So with all of that information, we took and decided, what if the expert, like Lori, could upload all of her contact information, all of her blogs, all of her articles, all of her even products that she has for sale, like books, like workbooks, all of these things in one place, all of her videos, all of her podcasts, all in one place, so Lori, no matter who the committee was, who the board was, whatever they wanted to see, they could see about Lori within minutes, and they could give the thumbs up or thumbs down right away from anywhere in the world, because they didn't even to be in the same room. They could be, and many times the boards I work with are not in the same room, so they need to be able to download the information that they think is important and then make their vote accordingly. And so we just make it easy for the expert to actually upload it one time, so they don't have to always be mailing their book somewhere. They could put an electronic version of their book, for an example, up there. Anytime they're blogging, anytime they have a new solution that they created, often with another expert, they can easily put that on their online store right now as it's conceived. And that's also important because of the fact that it's a really quick, easy way to immediately start selling or promoting whatever your new idea is. But on the other side that we've been talking about, the people that are going to hire you can easily, quickly download that information, because like you said, everything is now virtual. And so then the other way we do it is like with social media, to be able to, when you do have a new book, a new article or whatever, to tweet about that, to put it on Facebook, to, if you have speaking at an event, to put that on our Facebook event page, and on LinkedIn or in these different discussions, depending on which expert it is, to discuss with different groups. And the reason all of this is so important, again, it's just a different way, like you're saying, to market, but market to the masses, because, again, together we can all reach more. Just as one example with Twitter, we're about to reach 20,000 followers, we're hoping by the end of July, and we have a Twitter expert that's helped us get there, and Gary Loper, for an example, has 130 followers. So when we
130,000, right?
Correct. And so that means that when one of our experts has something new, we tweet it, he retweets it. So right there alone is 150,000 people that most people don't have 150,000 followers by themselves. But again, that's not even including all of the other experts that we work with that we all collaborate and retweet stuff. But that's just ourselves, and the Twitter expert gets to 150,000 people. So it's just, again, the power of collaboration. Instead of doing it all on your own, that, you know, we work together to reach the masses, because it's sad, but it's a numbers game. Because you can reach 10,000 people, and maybe only a couple hundred are really interested, and maybe only a dozen will actually hire you. I mean, and it sounds silly, but you have to continuously feed that funnel because of the fact that different people need different things at different times, is what we found. That
well, I like what you just said, Joanne. Yeah, what you just said was very interesting. Is what happens with, you know, these people become reached, and there may be a dozen people that want to hire you, but when you're speaking about the area of an expert, many of these experts make $2,000, $5,000, $10,000, or $15,000 or more, you know, as a remuneration for being in front of an audience. It may be between speaking fees, in addition making monies, and some people make hundreds of thousands for an audience and selling their programs and services and consultings and different things that go into it. But having 12 more new clients versus being able to reach a smaller list and not having those 12 clients, that could be such a tremendous income that this power of the collaboration is beyond what people have even imagined. Now, I know that in this work, you also probably have different ways that the collaborations can take place, or different types of, you know, services and things that can happen through Link to Expert. So can you talk a little bit, you know, about that, what's possible if somebody comes into Link to Expert and the kind of things that can be done for them?
Yes, we also work with people like yourself with the radio show, so that we always are looking for new media affiliates, because of the fact that depending on the media and depending on the expert, they might be a good fit, like how I feel like I am to work with you on this radio show, to talk with you for your particular audience, and that allows our experts to have access to those media outlets, because many times they don't know who they are or how to get in touch with them. So then we list that, and the usually there's an exclusive offer from that media outlet to help that expert get the exposure they need to their audience. As an example, we also work with lots of executive groups. Last night we picked up a new one, RGA Network, for example. They have 600 members around the East Coast of the United States. And so they're business owners that look to hire different experts to help them finish their projects. So we're always signing up new media affiliates and with what we call executive affiliates. And the reason we do that, because of the fact that it's not just one by one, which we do that as well, you know, each individual expert, but as Link to Expert, the actual collaborative community, is constantly working with different groups that their members are business owners, because their business owners members need a resource to find different experts to help them to grow their business. So it's a real win-win-win for everyone. The member actually, you know, gets a resource, because we actually have thousands and thousands of free blogs, articles, videos, podcasts, as well as the things that they can buy or hire the experts. So it's truly something for them to have as a resource, as well as then the actual organization, like RGA Network that we just signed last night, they literally, you know, love it because they have another benefit to offer their members, as well as then, of course, Link to Expert experts love it because they get exposure to those 600 people automatically, because usually then they sign up right for our newsletter, or that they are listed on the resource page under Link to Expert. And so it just helps all of us. And that's why I say win, win, win. And it's at least usually three different organizations or people that benefit from this, because, Lori, it's usually never just two people in one transaction with what we do.
I'm just so impressed, and I hope that any of the folks that are listening, you know, those that are either the professionals who want to expand their reach by being part of Link to Expert, or those people who are part of organizations that say, oh my gosh, if we can connect more experts to help us with the things that we're working on, this would be a great resource for us to know about Link to Expert and to see the experts that are available and everything that they have to offer right then and there. On the website, and I know that you're so active, you're so yourself in so many, you know, different organizations and things that are happening, not only the online networking, but as well as the offline. Can you share with us some of the things that, you know, that you've got coming, you know, coming up, or the things that you might be doing, you know, over the next couple of months that you feel would be interesting for us?
Sure. We're always looking for new organizations like we just talked about. And then we often, of course, have, you know, the people speaking live, and then we also get them to record it or video it so that it gives them more promotional marketing material. So we're always picking up also new video studios or our recording studios to help people to be able to create promotional material or products. So that's another big one that we're working with, like even organizations that help you create your own videos so that you don't always have to pay to go into the professional studio. So we're just always looking for ways for you to be able to create promotional material. But the other really big, big thing that we're working on right now, Lori, is we found 181 different ways that you can use Link to Expert to create income. And many of them are passive and residual income. And the reason that's so important for an expert, most of the time the expert is a solo entrepreneur. Not always. We have some organizations that we work with that they are the expert and they have one person in the limelight, but they really have 900 employees, for an example,
wow,
to create that, you know, solution to be the actual expert. So it doesn't have to be that way, but many times it is. And even in either case, and if you could create passive and residual income instead of having everything have to be physically active to do and make that money, wouldn't that be a great idea? So we actually
It's great. It's fabulous. It's, I mean, 181 ways. Now, how are you sharing the 181 ways? Is it a course that you're offering, or is it resources right then and there on the site that you can learn about? How do you let people know about all this stuff that you've done?
Well, because of the fact that even though there's 181 ways, it really does depend on, of course, your expertise and what you've been doing and how and what your plans are. What we do is we created something called a discovery session. So before you would even sign up for one, Laura, you'd want to have an idea where you want to be in 12 months. And once you have that idea where you want to be in 12 months, what we do is our team works with you on this discovery session to really dig deeper and find out really what it is you're doing, what you could be doing, how you could make money in so many different ways that you probably never thought of. Because just like all of us, an outsider can always see so much more than we can when we're so caught up in it. That's one of the reasons when I said earlier on the call that a lot of these people had different ideas, but they didn't implement them. But the ones that did hired somebody like you, a coach, or somebody to help them because of the fact that, Lori, they can see something that you can't see. And because of
right.
the fact that I've been in sales and marketing, just as an example, and I'm only one of the people on the team that works on the discovery sessions, but 20-some years of sales and marketing experience where we were always trying to figure out what else we could do to not just make money, but to do joint ventures with other folks to be able to have new solutions by just joining forces with someone else. That's just the way my mind
right,
works.
Right, collaborating, sure.
And so that's
I
how
that.
we're rolling that out by, you know, having these discovery sessions. They cost $2,500, and we give you a step-by-step marketing campaign to be able to implement to create those streams of income within the next 12 months.
That's great. That is an awesome. I mean, there's a lot of people that will be very interested in that. When you talked about this whole idea of the media partner and the collaboration, what we have found here is that, you know, over the years we started podcasting in 2002. And, you know, over the last few years, so many people, you know, have gone into the area of podcasting because they think, oh, it's so easy, we'll make a talk show. But actually being able to, you know, produce the shows, connect with people who may have not had the experience of being interviewed on a regular basis, getting them into the time flow of how many questions they really should, you know, have or address in a 30-minute show or a 15-minute show, the timing, all these aspects that are, you know, we've learned over time, we've been able to incorporate into the podcast. Another thing that people do is there's different times they want to promote products or services during the podcast, or, you know, have commercials or sponsorship, and we talk to them about how they can do that in, you know, in that podcast. A lot of people are just not comfortable being interviewed, and so one of the things that I've been able to do over the years is to make the people feel more comfortable that have not been on the talk shows. They're not the pros like you who, you know, have had that opportunity to be on many people's shows. And so at first they're like, well, I don't know if I can do this, or I'm a little uncomfortable, or how am I going to get through it? And then they find by the end of the show that they're ready to keep going because they've gotten in a good mode. Another thing that we're able to offer in terms of collaboration, and I'm happy that you connected with us and that you've got me connected to this link to expert, is we not only do the podcast, Joanne, but I have spent the last 6 years with national titles as a national writer. And so what I will do for the businesses is we do their national article, and it's very often about a new product or service that they've launched. Very often it could be about a book that somebody's, you know, written, or, again, it could be entrepreneurs launching new companies, products, or services. It could be CEOs or presidents of different regular organizations talking about things that they are doing to be successful. And so we'll do an article for those people as one form of media. We will then do a talk show for the people as another form. We do a lot of live, you know, presentations, bringing information in front of, you know, groups of people. As you also mentioned, social media. We are probably on 100 different sites. And at first, that collaboration of what to do with them would seem overwhelming, but each site has its own particular purpose, its own particular audience, its own particular benefit for being involved with it. So you talk about collaboration, I think, is that ability to get into these different places to find out how we can serve the different experts and companies, and to be able to get that those channels open and start using them, and then working with other experts who then could also spread the news, you know, expand our reach. And many people out there have heard websites such as Clout or CRED, which is a measures of influence, and all that influence is, you know, once your message gets into the market, how far you can get that message and reach people, and how important is your message to the marketplace. So I am so glad you joined us today to talk about this topic of collaboration and, you know, opening that door to link to expert, because I'm really looking forward to connecting with more people that you have, you know, as part of your group.
Well, and thank you. And the reason I think what you just said is so important for people to recognize that, just like when they used to work in corporate America, or they still work in corporate America, and they look around, well, what happened? All these different people work together, Lori, to bring a solution to market. That one person doesn't do everything. And now with more and more people becoming entrepreneurs, because 10,000 boomers are leaving the workplace every day in the United States, so what do they do? Most of them can't find another job, or don't even sometimes want to. They want to start their own business, but they need different experts to help them with different projects at different times, because of the fact that they don't usually need them on their payroll for full time, because it might be a project
right.
that they're working on for the next 3 weeks, or, you know, once a month for the next 6 weeks, whatever it is, that they just need to be able to find that person and help them. And this is also true with corporate. I don't know that if most people think of it this way, but most of those 10,000 boomers that are leaving the workplace every day in the United States are often downsized. And why is that? They usually have some high-level area of expertise that company can't support them on their payroll 24, you know, every day. And that's just because of the fact that they don't need that person's expertise every day. It's not that they
mm-hmm.
don't ever need that person. And many times, if you really look at it, they hire that person again on a different basis, on a contractual basis, as like a consultant, because of the fact that they still need that, but they just didn't need them every day sitting at that desk. And so that's why more and more people are also becoming entrepreneurs. They claim now 50% of the workers in the United States are entrepreneurs. And with all this happening, but also what happens is not just becoming entrepreneurs, but then it's like really an amazing transition from going from being an employee to being an entrepreneur. Because when you're an employee, usually you go to work and somebody tells you what to do. Now you become an entrepreneur, you have a blank piece of paper in front of you, and you have to decide what to do. And it might seem like, oh, this would be terrific, but there is a lot of planning involved, and a lot of the things that you really want to do, you don't have that area of expertise, which is fine, but it's also different because of the fact that when you were an employee, you got paid to do whatever they told you to do. Now, not only do you not get paid, but you also have to pay others. So it is a total different mindset, and I believe personally it takes at least a year to get that, go through that transition. But once you do and you start to build up the momentum and see what can is possible, then you do recognize if you hire different people to help you do things, it is going to take so much less time than you doing it yourself. Recently, I have a good friend out in Dallas, Texas, and she went through 2 years of schooling to become a graphic artist because she thought she needed that for her business. I am not knocking her, but in 2 hours, I had one of our graphic artists create the most beautiful graphic designs for our projects, and all I had to do was pay her for her time versus going through schooling for 2 years to learn it myself. So everybody does it differently. So whether you do want to learn how to do something, our experts can teach you, or if you just want to hire them to do it for you and save a lot of time and get the job done instantly, you know, that's just the way my mind goes. You know, hire somebody, because you can't always be an expert, or you can't even always know an expert, but you can always hire one. So this way you can actually see all the experts' credentials too, Lori, in one place and see the testimonials about them to see what they have done for others. And you can even do what we call a 7-minute strategy session so that you can speak to these experts for 7 minutes, tell them your issue, your challenge, and you can discuss together if they would be the right person to work together. And it just really flows because of the fact that you'll know if that's the right person or not. You know, usually because you already had the time to check out their credentials before calling them, and then once you call them, I find that 95% of the time people know immediately if that's the person they want to work with.
Well, I am going through, I love your insights in, you know, in things about Link to Expert and about people who really should be hiring experts to get things done. If anybody is here, goes to the website linktoexpert.com, and when you do go there, I find that this website is just, your website's so comprehensive with so many different things, with everything from finding the experts to event information and heavy on resources, everything from articles to blogs to testimonials and why people should join. So is there anything else that you want to share with the audience about Link to Expert or about your site that we haven't talked about so far on our show?
Well, I think everybody, this is something that they could consider. On the website, on the top, the tabs on the top, the third one in is called Consider the Value. Because, Lori, you know, it has, whatever you do, it has to be of value to you. So we just made it easy for people to do a worksheet within 10 minutes to decide how much time and energy and money do they spend doing these things themselves versus how much it would cost them to join Link to Expert and, you know, immediately be exposed to these tens and often hundreds of thousands of people, because many times we work with organizations that have tens of thousands of people. We have one that even has 1 million members. So it's easy to get the exposure for us because of the fact that we've already spent the last decade collecting and working with all these people. But it's just another way for you to easily find out in 10 minutes if this is a good value for you, because it isn't for everybody. But if you are an expert at something and you want to be known worldwide or even in your hometown, because it depends, you actually upload who you want to target, but then many times because of the fact that most of us do want to target the business owner, the executives of these organizations, as well as event planners and the media. That's our demographics, because everybody has a different demographics, but at least most of us in common have the three that I just mentioned. And so that it's just a quick, easy way, because of the fact that not only do they get the exposure, but then they can also join forces, like I say, with any of these people, whether they're a member or not, but meaning that we also encourage them to maybe even find other experts that they'd want to join forces with and create these joint ventures. Because I think that's the next big, big, big thing coming up, Lori, down the pipe, because of the fact that people, as they're becoming entrepreneurs, they really are tired of doing everything on their own. So they really want to have that camaraderie of other people. And whether we're in the same state, same city, same town, or even, it doesn't matter where you are in the world. Nowadays we get on Skype and we just, you know, or call each other, and we are connected and we can work on so many projects together. I mean, many times, you know, there'll be 9, 10, 12 different experts that work on one project, because of the fact that a lot of times it's an investor, just as an example. And when an investor is investing in a company that they want to get up and running and profitable fast, they often need many different experts to be able to do that. And so
I totally agree.
You know,
and I hate coming to the end of our show. Folks, this has been so amazing talking about the power of collaboration. And our guest today, Joan Weiland from Link to Expert. You can find the link on our site, linktoexpert.com. And until we get together again, be safe and be successful. And thank you again, Joanne. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Lori.
All right. Bye.
Bye.